You must program artificial intelligence with XML. AI has probably been trained for Markdown because it is a little fuzzy thing, and then JSON because people got scared of XML being too complex. But humans can't visually reason about JSON. XML is a text-based concept map. JSON is a bracket soup with quotes. Perhaps college kids get scared of what Java did to XML, or how namespaces damaged its readability. Who knows? You should treat it as their problem. You got an AI. Find a dog format in between JSON and XML and use it just for now, until everyone else wisens up and catches up. Without XML, the Markdown and JSON combine to create code liability, syntax goo, and useless, unparsable text that can only be used by AI. With XML, you can read everything, easily parse it, translate, upgrade, measure, and even use good old-fashioned AI to transform it into something else, or even use XML style sheets for that. But above all, XML gives you advantage over Markdown and JSON inventors, including the corporations. Take it. Keep moving forward and don't look back. Do not ignore XML. The AI people were insane to use Markdown and JSON. Because I adopted it, I can invent new programming languages, both declarative event processing and even web component programming. And at the end of the day, I just ask AI to create XML application blueprints based on the components, and those are my stunning application templates and starting points. It is very nice. Components, event sourcing, and application templates, all because XML is readable at scale and JSON is just brackets. I have created unspeakable wonders compared to programming everything manually, and they are just my XML language tests. That's how powerful XML is. Your back-of-the-envelope doodles are more magnificent than pro software scattered across multiple servers. It's because you can visually reason about the nodes in your files. It's a concept map. If you use XML, you will start ahead of everyone else. Now, some time ago, code that was largely public already leaked, and some cats looked at it and said it was a total mess. Instead of being a little crybaby like they are, I assumed that the mess is a result of advanced operations, a compilation for the age of AI. I asked, what kind of systems of things would generate this mess? It is obviously AI performing a translation from a more pristine language down to a more portable and compatible mess. And the real question was, is the pristine language just Markdown text? Does the AI decompile a winning mess into a strict application specification so that it can then make wise and delicate changes at the core and then compile itself back into that mess? But instead of answering this, which isn't something I even cared about, I asked, what would be even higher, and what would be even cleaner? And the answer was clear as daylight. It was XML. A beautiful vocabulary in XML that speaks intent rather than jargon. Intent says, drag mouse. Jargon says, on mouse down, take mouse move until mouse up. Yuck. The declarative XML is indeed a beautiful language that does speak human, with the added benefit of making text structural. Today's experiment revealed that 60 lines of code is all you need to create a swarm of 4 codependent agents and generate infinite number of applications. You are only limited by the time you're willing to spend in front of your screen. XML is it. It is foolish to ever think otherwise, especially in an age where you can ask AI to make verbose XML beautiful and readable, and all the translations are just automatic. As far as the devil being in the details, I am largely generating user interfaces because beneath the user interfaces, it is just ifs and loops attached to XML that relies on web components. And then the loops and ifs iterate over a tree, but not some exhausting, arbitrary notion of a tree that you have to learn from scratch or pull out of your cowboy hat. It is a virtual file system. That's all it is, folders and files, precisely because you don't have to learn the gosh darn thing. And it is part of a tiny operating system where everything is a file. Everything. If you want to emit an event to an application, you just append it to its events file. If you want to render a self-updating list of users, you iterate over a list of files in a directory. The server sends those files from the database. They are ordered because beneath the VFS, it's just a simple XML tree. I distributed logic so that by the time it reaches user interface, you are just looping over some path in some special place somewhere. For everything else, I have easy-to-read functional reactive programming everywhere. A mouse click is actually a click element, and you process it by sticking things inside the click node. It's fantastic to read. So in the end, it really all falls down on the user interface. That's the part that you always pamper, that requires internationalization and accessibility. For me, to be precise, it's Bootstrap CSS-backed web components wrapped in XML for readability. When we write imperative code, programming line by line, we have to remember to free resources, and we have to make a mess too. When we dare to declare, "This is what my pipeline looks like, this is where my button clicks come from, and this is where they need to go," we also get to say, "Stop the pipeline, tear it all down," because the part of the program that brought it all up is perfectly capable of doing it the other way. And yes, of course, internally, the active pipeline is just lists of subscriptions. The program has no trouble scanning over and removing them. When we use the XML declarative approach, we don't have to shape the program to be readable. Programming languages often aren't really all that readable. They are mostly for computers to get stuff done, and then a little bit for humans so that they can use the language. A declarative XML blueprint makes the source code for humans and the runtime code for computers the way it should be. In the age of artificial intelligence, imperative programming is best left up to thinking machines because they do it better. You should control them through the use of XML because you do that better. with XML finally serving as the next generation programming language, the imperative layer beneath ist nicht further gefingerpoken und mittengraben. Relaxen und waschen den XML-Blinkenlichten. Ja.